I don't even know half the words. I just know that. I've never sung it.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be with you. Yes, I am. I got me bling on. What am I
doing? I got me bling. You know, I made it.
Kind of dialect on, am I picking
she just ran up
tonight?
And she's looking for, she's checking out the different Scots. The Scots in Scotland.
I guess so. I don't know. You know, however, they do say
all the different malts.
If you go to a country and they have a, what do you call it? Like an accent. If you pick it up easily, it means you're a very intelligent person.
They said that like 30 years ago. I don't know that research has actually done that any recently on that.
Anyway, welcome. It's our last show of the year. Yes, if you've been
been
hanging out with the Yeti somewhere and you don't know it, it is New Year's Eve.
Are you talking the Yeti?
Or Yeti.
Or a Yeti?
Yeah, a.
Like a. Like the Abominable Snowman, the Bigfoot, and all. Wow. If you're hanging out with them, you should get pictures.
Yes, you better. Mm-hmm. Could make you a very rich man.
Good, especially if you bring back physical evidence. All right.
So here we are. Ooh, yes. Boy, what is the new year going to bring, right?
What will it bring?
It's got to be better than what we've had.
Oh, but it can always be worse. Remember that.
So there's a very cute meme going around that says, don't touch anything. Don't say anything. Let's just creep in quietly to the new year. So.
Remember what I said? What happens
said?
On New Year's Eve?
What? Oh, that's right. We are going to be experiencing fireworks.
Potentially. They like to do that around here.
It is only 7 p.m. here.
Oh, but they'll just. They like to warm up too a little bit.
Our dogs get real freaky.
I didn't hear a thing, but he walked around and the other one.
And he's right here.
And the other one in the other room is not happy.
He'd climb inside of us right now if he could.
Yeah, so they're probably testing him. All right. See, she's going to do that now.
Oh, boy. What should we do? Let her in? Move him
just
to
let her? Leave her alone.
Move him to the back.
Just leave her alone, Deb. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
All right. So I want to remind everybody, we're using ordinary playing cards for tonight's readings, every night's readings. And I'm going to lose my train of thought over the dog.
The only other option is for me to go in there and lay down SmackDown.
What would that be? Do you think she wants out?
What's good is that going to do?
I don't know. Anyway, we're using ordinary playing. We are really off to a good start here. Ordinary playing cards. So bear in mind, distinction has been made. This is not tarot. This is not oracle cards. Not any of the other systems that are out there, which are wonderful in their own ways. One of the systems I really enjoy and haven't got a clue how to do them is the I Ching. I think it's really a very insightful method using their stones and all. Anyway, also, remember I'm going to use a 24-card layout for each of the callers. Ordinarily, in a private session with me, we will lay them out repeatedly pertaining to any question you might have. I haven't even had a drink, I swear. Nothing.
That's a problem.
Probably. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. It's my way of getting a peek at what the landscape of your life is like. So I'd rather use the 24-card system than merely, select a couple, 2-3 cards, which others often do, and I have no problem with that. So I'm going to turn this over to Jim, who may be able to talk more clear than me.
More clearly?
Yeah.
Or clearer?
Clearer.
Alrighty. Want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. Another thing that we'd like to remind everybody is, if you're international, be it a caller, or if you're on Facebook Live viewing us and chatting there, let us know if you're international. We'll give you a live shout-out, like Cho and Mike from the UK, where just a few minutes ago, it turned 23.
Oh, wow. Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yep. They're ahead of us. They
yes,
already,
you
they've
are.
Already started. You guys are, right now, in the next 5 hours, you could do something really terrible and screw this year up, and we haven't even gotten there yet.
Yeah, we aren't even
so be
in
good.
That zone.
Be good the next 5 hours. Don't cause a world war or anything, all right? Just saying. If you want to get in a bar fight, go ahead. You know.
Bar fight.
That's right.
Oh,
you know. You got to watch. Some of those chairs are hard to pick up. You might not want to throw them because you kill somebody. If they're light, yeah, that might not be so bad. But if those big, heavy, sturdy chairs, that's a deadly weapon. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Real quick, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Or Skype. You can Skype in that number. Sometimes we have those people that like to Skype in, don't have a cell phone. Maybe they didn't pay the bill because they said, screw you, whatever carrier I am going to switch eventually. You can just Skype right in on your computer, put the number in, just like a telephone call. It's pretty cool. I didn't even know that until we started doing the show. Anyway.
You never know. We may surprise you.
No, we're not probably calling anybody's actual phone number.
No, the messenger's available.
But I'm just saying, because that would be almost that would imply that we're memorizing phone numbers and writing them down.
Yeah, we're not.
I wouldn't do that unless I was getting paid a lot of money, because I'd be a pain in the ass. So don't worry, nobody's recording squad of yours. Okay. All right. Yeah, Mike said he's from Canada in his head. Well, you know, that's cool.
Oh,
nothing
so you're
wrong with
saying
that.
You're what, waiting to celebrate with them? What does he mean?
Could be saying that. You know, they have Canada has a time zone that's like a little bit, I don't know if it even has a name, but it's even a little bit further east of Eastern Standard Time.
Oh.
It's like an hour and a half. It's a weird time zone.
So where is Greenwich time?
That's in Greenland, right?
Is it?
Or is that England?
I thought you knew from the Navy.
Oh, that's England, right? That's the world time, they call it. That's one where everybody sets all their clocks to. He'll tell us. Anyway, there is a weird time zone there. I remember because our local hockey team had to play a championship game out there, and the starting time was, it's an hour. It was a weird time, like an hour and a half ahead.
Really where
bizarre.
Was this?
Like way, it's up way up like a northeastern
like Nova
part of Canada.
Scotia?
Way up north. It wasn't as simple as that. It was some, I don't know. If Laura was here, she'd tell us all about it.
Speaking of Manchester.
Speaking of, hang on, I didn't even, maybe you going to let me finish my thing? Or I had to ban a scammer, first of all. All right, anyway, I started to say, when you call in, that number I gave, you hear an automated message, you're going on hold, you can listen to the show. And that's a fact. If you hear the show and he's working like a shit, I hear nothing, that's a problem. Now,
yeah.
Obviously, if you hear nothing, you can't hear me saying this message. But in the future, maybe, to anybody out that ever calls in, silence is not good. Silence means there was a problem, Houston. But when we do take your call live, and we'll let you clearly know that, we'll announce your area code, and you'll hear like a little unmuted, little automated sound. You'll hear that. You'll know that we're taking you live. We ask that you please do the following if you legally and safely can. See, I feel like I'm doing another like lawyer commercial when I say that. If you legally and safely can, but I have to say that. When we go live, please get off the speakerphone, kill your Bluetooth device, and just go to phone to the face method. While you're multitasking, it's cool. You can set that thing down on speakerphone and do stuff to kill time, but I need you to shut all that down, stop the multitasking, stop background noises. Like I say, take that phone to old school method, you know, put it up to the face method, no speaker, Bluetooth. And don't just chill. Find a place to relax because just moving around can really make a cell phone call bad. And even when you're breathing, if you hit that speakerphone this way, it sounds like you're running a marathon or something, you know, or you're having like a phone sex call or something, and heavy breathing stuff. So chill, relax, find a nice place. It has great cell phone reception, very quiet, very comfortable. And
do you
enjoy
mind
your
the bathtub when people call?
I don't.
Have them call.
I don't mind. There's a little bit of an echo, but it doesn't. We can still hear them.
You hear the water.
It has that sound
of
like an empty room sound.
Yeah.
Because there's no furniture in there, you know, type of deal. Unless you're like one of those people that have those bathrooms in those mansions that are like another whole house. They may have like furniture and carpeting, and so it doesn't have that echo. But most of us, we have the standard bathroom, and you hear that weird little echo sound in there. And like you, he likes my hat. All right, so we got over the communications, and the reason for all these stupid little things that we ask you to do is because this is going not just from cell phone tower, this is also going through the internet, our computer speakers, and some calls more than others, the loss of quality can be really bad, and we can have a hard time understanding if you don't do these things. So we ask that if you can. And for you folks that cannot call in because you're not independently wealthy, or we have domestic folks that just can't call in because they just can't do the cell phone thing at the moment, we will offer messenger sessions, but only when we actually say so, because we can't put you on hold. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and that's who you would do the audio or video, your choice, messenger call to. It would be to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. But we'll make that formal announcement. Don't just, you can't get in line early like you can on the phone call. It doesn't fly. We have to hang up on you. I would feel sadness. All right, what did you want to talk about Manchester about?
Oh, I don't know. I think you kind of ruined it now.
How could I ruin it? Because I wanted to finish my thing.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you forgot, didn't you?
I hope you make a resolution that you're going to learn how to take a joke.
I think she forgot. She doesn't want to admit that.
I remember very well, and I'm sorry we're delayed on this, but some news is slow in coming over here.
Well,
I read that Ariana Grande did something really lovely for the, I think it's the children's hospitals in Manchester.
Where'd you read that?
I read it to you. It was in the newspaper.
Newspaper. Okay, so that's why it's delayed. Newspapers start, or they're not as fast as the internet. That's
everything on the internet is.
That's why I was saying it's not her fault.
Yeah.
She read it out of an actual old school newspaper.
From,
which means that story probably came out 2-3 days ago on the internet.
Probably. But I thought that was really lovely. And the thing is, I had no idea about her concert being, having some sort of suicide bomber there. And I think, what did I say, Jim, 2017?
I thought you said 2017, which is, geez, look at that, going on almost 6 years ago, because we're getting ready to turn into 2023 now.
I just thought that was and I'm sure it wasn't even her. You know, she's got all her managers and her this and her that. Somebody in that hierarchy of her career came up with this lovely idea for children to have presents. And I thought
pretty good
that
idea.
Was very nice of her.
Now, that would make sense as it's talking presents, that it was probably Christmas related, so she probably did that a week ago-ish.
And maybe even longer.
We don't know. You know, like I said, all Deb, that's when the paper said, I'd give my hat a little bit of a tilt.
Yeah, isn't that kind of a
wee bit of a tilt?
Isn't it a bit more of an English hat, not an Irish hat?
I think it is, but I'm not from either one of those countries, so I would not even bother to try to go down that.
Don't
river.
They call that like a bowling
it was a
hat?
This depends on which kind. Wasn't it a derby?
Derby hat.
That might be what the Americans called that hat.
People
a
on
derby.
The phone are thinking, "Come on already!"
Truth.
I need to know.
True that. I'm going to update my list a little bit. I'm not quite done with my spiel. I have one thing left to address. The harps is the sound of angels playing harps, which means Deborah's all through playing with you. She's all done. That reading is toast. Please don't fire off my questions. I think they do it because they like watching me want to explode. That's what I guess. It's one of the films that are on Facebook.
But when he throws his card.
I get pissed off. It's like, I just went through this spiel. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 people on hold, so I know that all 6 people are hearing this spiel about the harps. But I want a dollar for everyone that keeps on asking questions, even though I do that. I want a buck.
For what?
I want to, even though I know those 6 people are listening, I bet there's going to be a bunch of them that keep asking questions when they hear the harp.
Oh, you want the, who's paying you, me or them?
They should, or somebody give me a damn dollar, because I'm like, I'm wasting my breath.
I tell you, go for a ride with him in a car, and you will see what road rage stress looks like.
I don't start shaking fists, Deb.
You don't do that.
Right, I don't threaten to.
What did they say when you were driving Navy officers around? One said, didn't you used to be a cab driver in Naples?
I get you from A to B quickly.
Yes.
That's all I do. Expeditiously, no matter what size vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's a small motorcycle or if it's a big 16-passenger van, I can get it through traffic.
God forbid if you're a woman driver in front of him and you're just out for a nice little, Sunday afternoon.
I have no problem with that. Just don't be in that damn left lane, which is for fast traffic. That's all I say. If you want to go putz around in a nice leisure, you have every right to do so in the right lane, but you should still go the goddamn speed limit. You should still do that. Do that, please, if it's nice weather. Go the speed limit. All right,
shall we?
We shall
enough
do so.
Enough banter for now.
Yeah, enough venting, because you know what? It's a waste of breath. It's one of the rules written on Earth. As long as there are humans on this planet, a certain percentage of them are going to be morons and idiots. That's just the way life is. It's just the way it is, But let us be at the end of the year. Hey, let's go to our first caller. Area code 860, Connecticut. 860, welcome.
Connecticut.
You are the first caller for the last show of the year.
Welcome. And who are we speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking with Lisa Marie. Happy New Year.
Hello there, Lisa Marie.
To you.
Thank you.
Loving the tiara.
Yeah, what do you think of my Dollar Tree tiara?
I love it.
That's what I call it.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I'll be getting in touch with you, hon. Not on the air. Off the air.
I know.
But I'm just not sure how.
I don't know how to find you. I don't know how to find you.
I have found you. And don't worry.
But you can't hide.
I got you.
International shout out to Lady R in South Africa.
Lady R, wow.
I like that she made a nice appearance for the last show of the year.
Yes.
That is nice of you, Lady R. Thank you.
So Lisa Marie, tell us, what would you like me to look at for you? You're the first caller of the show.
Wow. I would like to know if there's anything good coming up or what's coming up for me in this new year.
Do you have any particular endeavors that you're, putting into motion? Is there anything that you are manifesting? I'm just wondering where you are at right this minute.
I am lost.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm laying down your cards. Okay.
Yeah, I thought about that. If there's a strange sound in the background, I'm curious what that is.
Oh, you know what? I have Rafe running. Let me turn it off.
There's what running?
Something running.
Rafe, a Rafe machine.
Oh, thank you.
What is that?
A rice machine.
Oh.
You know what rice is, Deb? You want me to go show you a picture? You want me to show you on the internet what rice is?
I thought she said Rafe. Rafe machine.
I did say Rafe. R-A-F-E.
What the hell's Rife?
It's healing.
Oh. Okay, well,
using
it is not.
Using it on my broken heart valve. I bought it for my dog, but I'm using it on me.
Okay, well, that's nice. I love rice, but that is awesome.
I do, too.
Usually,
I like rice, too.
Tumors, they don't make my doing, but maybe she's got a high power of rice.
So you rice-shamed me just now. Rice-shaming.
I did.
No, we're not having that anymore.
I will not apologize. It's the last show of the year.
I like rice.
I like rice too.
An entire, what would you call it, empire survives on rice out there. So all right, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Now, don't get your hopes up too high. But I am seeing definite potential here that your son, it is your son, correct? You haven't heard from in a very long time.
Yes.
This is the year he's going to start to really miss you. And I'm hoping the way that he is characterized in your cards, that he will be reaching out to you. You know, I have to tell you and everybody else, in my office, I shared a space with a marriage counselor. We had a great big office. She was my work wife, okay? And she got a hold of my book, and in an entire weekend, she read the whole thing. And then she started working on cards.
What is he doing?
What are you doing?
I was making
a face. I just got your book today.
I'm making a face if she's watching because she said she was my work wife. And I'm like, why is she your work wife, Deb? I didn't know that you guys were that sexual persuasion.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's so fresh.
Yes.
You called her a wife. I did not.
Well, she knows what I mean.
If I got a really good buddy at work, I don't say, he's my work husband. Well, I do not do that. I do
well,
not do that.
Don't you call him your work husband?
Nope. I call him I got you here, but I'm just saying that it's a weird, it was weird. That's why I made a face. I didn't speak. I just made a face.
Well, she's been a guy. She's just been my work husband. It just means that we worked well together. We were in harmony. Those of you who watch King
yes,
of Queens.
Yes, harmony.
Did you ever see Doug, the episode, Doug and Deacon became work husbands? Deacon wasn't real thrilled with it.
I don't remember that.
It's because Carrie had a gay guy who was her work husband.
I remember that.
All right.
The best kind. Those are the best kind.
They really are. You know, it's very refreshing to be around a man who isn't trying to get in your pants.
Apparently the
and doesn't want to.
Some of the bitches are going to go out with a bang in 2022.
Why?
That's the second one I had to ban.
Well, all right, let's go.
Ignore those jackwads that say inbox me for a reading.
Yeah,
ignore
don't.
Them.
They're scammers. I'm going to reel this in and say to you guys, now, she came to me and she said, Deb, after about a week, I have learned this method. I'm using this method. In your book, you stress that these are nothing but a piece of plastic. I said, they are. She said, well, I hate to blow the premise of your book here. But these are cards that actually have energy. And she said they can make, they can create reality. They're manifestation cards.
Wow.
And I thought, well, gee, it's okay that you blew the premise of my book, but you're right. I think she is right.
Really?
So a lot of times, yes, a lot of times these cards will indicate something that is coming.
Yeah, I think your book's right.
That it's only... Well, I guess it would be your perception as an engineer
because
they're only plastic.
Because they make, what, 4 billion of these things a day at a factory? Where's that frickin' energy on the other decks?
Oh, but remember, we got to go back a little bit on this. This is in my book. A deck of ordinary playing cards really isn't an ordinary deck of playing cards. Consider that there are, now I got to remember all of these, there are 4 suits in the deck. 4 seasons to the year. There's, can you remember any of the others? 13 cards to each suit. 13 weeks to each season. It goes on. Yes, there's more. It's in my book. And, of course, right now.
Your book came today. I got your book today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
nice. Awesomeness.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Cool.
Absolutely thrilled. I'm starting my free class up real soon. Book purchase is not required.
But it would help you get ahead, you know how it is when you take a class. If you can even just read about it a little bit, it might help you.
Yeah, I'll be handing out information.
Holy guacamole.
So there were more. There's a lot more.
Do you want to get into that?
Well, I just want them to realize there are two, how does it go, 2 colors to the deck, black and red,
black
and
red.
There's 2 halves to the year. And
which is your odd even, I guess.
There's 12 face cards in a deck. There are 12 months in a year and 12 signs of the zodiac.
Ooh.
So if ever an astrologer who's real good approaches me, I want to figure out and learn of the 12 face or the face cards. Yeah. I believe the what do you call them? The clubs. The clubs are Aquarius. And
so what, the other...
Diamonds are Leos.
So the other ones are just... SOL, shit out of luck,
no,
they're not going to be represented.
They just haven't. Can I?
Yeah.
Can I?
Hey, we got 4 of them featured, but the other 8, you're cannon fodder. You're nothing.
No,
you're
you
insignificant.
Are not.
Yes, go ahead.
I just haven't got that far. So anyway, if you add up all of the pips, they call it, on the deck of the, guess what you're going to get? 365 pips, which would be,
wow.
So it's the symbol, the, you know, the club, the heart.
So these are 2?
No.
On the face card?
No, but you have to get a calculator out to figure it out.
I'm just asking. I'm not trying. Yeah. I am not trying to, like, shoot down a theory here. I'm just curious. All right, go ahead. Did we do a reading?
And also, one last thing.
Did you give her a reading?
No.
I don't know.
One last thing. I won't sleep tonight if I don't tell you that there are 52 cards, minus the jokers, of course. 52 cards in a deck, and how many weeks are there in
a
year?
Same as a year. Yep. Very cool.
Yes, it is cool. So what I, oh, I took your cards away. I'll lay them back out. But your son was right on top in a missing you. Yeah. Missing you. Now you can't reach out. You just have to come from him. I mean, sure, if you want to acknowledge his birthday or something with a card.
Well, I do. I send something every holiday for the children and the family that they can all use.
And that is really good. Who is the first person he's going to reach out to when that, is he married to that woman?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one married to the shrew.
Yeah. Who do you think who will he reach out to when that falls apart? His mama. His mama.
I don't know.
That was a Loverboy song, not about the same subject.
What?
I hope you're with me when it's over.
It kind of was,
but it was obviously not the same scenario. Tim would probably had a thing with a chick that he wanted to be with her.
So I'm just saying. I should not have.
Canada, Loverboy.
Oh, I love them.
That was actually, it was a chart song. I don't think it hit number one, but it was a chart song.
I think they're working for the weekend yet.
A bunch of them did. That was that Get Lucky album.
Yeah,
which was great. We're 80s children.
And they
were
hot. We were 80s music kids,
so we know our 80s music.
Hot.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Lisa Marie, I'm laying them back out.
Cards are going down. We're not blowing you off. And the folks on the radio, we're not blowing smoke.
We don't have a time frame tonight.
We don't, actually. Imagine that.
But if you make me read cards till midnight, I will be blithering by then.
Well, you don't even have
Lord.
You don't even have any booze.
I don't.
Right.
I can't give good readings when I drink. Other people, that is one thing I suggest in the book. As you're learning, if you're like at a gathering, have something to drink and you'll be amazed at how good. It's like it breaks down your...
You can't give good readings when you drink. And I can't do good drinking when I read. So I...
Oh, my God. I think that had
incorrigible
to it. And you got the cutest laugh, I swear you do, Lisa Marie. This year is going to be year of bringing you more money.
Isn't that Elvis's wife, Lisa Marie?
Yes. No, his daughter. Wife?
His daughter.
Yeah.
Who's his wife?
Oh, what is her name?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Priscilla.
Oh,
Priscilla.
Have you seen her face? She looks like it's made out of porcelain.
Well, that's
oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get addicted to it. I go back to the reading.
You can't smile or it'll break.
Or it's like the Joker with a permanent smile. The face can't do any other facial feature except the smile.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm telling you. Your son is here again. He's pointed to your home. Now, remember, but by you manifesting this, I'm only showing you the potential. If you take that, especially after a reading, your vibration is very high. Send out, like, thought waves to him. Send out thought waves of, you know, my darling son, when you're ready, contact me, come home. I mean, put it out there. And people often say, but isn't that like a prayer? You're darn right it is. But it's not how to, you're speaking to the universe as a whole. You're not speaking just to the Lord or, and I'm going to, but take my time with everybody's readings tonight. So I hope you have your snacks and your drinks ready to sit there and
remember that line. We don't have an infinite amount of time.
All right. Let me try and I just wanted her to know this is miraculous. This is a boy who has not spoken to his mother in 10 years. Coming back
10 years and 4 months and 1 week.
And
but who's coming, right?
Well, right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, that woman is like the spawn of Satan.
She's
right here. She has no good feeling for you. And she has done her best to put your son in like a gilded, like a cave.
Well, obviously,
a gilded cave.
She's obviously got like not like she's a mad scientist, but she's using some kind of mind control thing.
I think so, and she's also going to rape the bloody hell. What is bloody? I don't know. It just came to me. I think I'm picking up these UK vibes.
Here comes another one. It's the British invasion.
Yes, it is. So she is going to take everything he's got. But you know what you can tell him? Darling, it's only stuff. You got away with your freedom. You bought your freedom.
Freedom!
That's right. So for you, there's going to be more, and I'm going to be contacting you. I should be back to work on Monday, you know, and I'll work out a time and we'll
nope.
get together.
Tuesday. Monday's still vacation day.
Yeah, and I got reprimanded for starting to schedule people, and family said, oh, no. We took time off. You're taking your time off. So, but I like my work. So, you know, anyway.
You like your family, too.
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you what, we are going to really zero in the reading that you have requested from me. And we will work on more. But, honey, I know as a mother, and you're a mother.
Wouldn't you like to be a mother, too?
I know that that's the best news in the world, if I'd only told you that.
It is.
So you just
it is.
Hang
Thank
on
you so
to
much.
All that hope, hang on to that hope and faith that you've got, and you want. Your son is going to come home.
Come.
Jesus.
Well, I was getting a little bored over here, Deb.
I am not bored in my reading.
My card is ice cold now. My archangel, my quarter-life oracle card that I drew 400 years ago.
Well, rub it a little bit.
Yeah, you want to rub some? Rub it up, baby. All right. Subject is step into the spotlight. You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom.
And you're going to, Lisa Marie, I know we've talked about that. All right. You're going to start to definitely feel better. It's all, I have thought about you after shows. And I thought that lady, lot has manifested inside of you into, physical, medical conditions, circumstances. So Jim's going to kill me if I don't move on. But I love
I see
you.
It. I see it. I see he's going to explode.
I feel like I am the union representative for the callers that are waiting. I feel like I am the guy taking their calls. Because they're getting so hard right now, all the other callers.
Happy New Year. Many blessings.
Happy
many
year.
Joys.
Same to you, darling.
Yes, thank you so much.
Have fun tonight. Get him another drink.
and another.
It won't be a
problem. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless
you're
you
welcome.
Both. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. That laugh of hers sends me, like, to heaven.
I'm in heaven. All right, I'm going to get us set up with our...
Next.
Oh, it started working again. Facebook is a little New Year's Eve games. All right, I'm going to get our next caller going. I thought I was going to have to redo my Facebook, but I'm okay now.
Please tell us any comments you get.
I will tell you the comments that everybody would like to know. If I'm having a one-on-one conversation.
No, we don't want to know.
I might be talking about booties and butts or something like that. It might be something you don't need to know.
Aren't booties and butts the same thing?
Depends on who I'm talking with.
Hoo-ha's and butts.
I'm just saying. I'll let you know if you need to hear something. There she is. Lisa Marie. So.
Yeah, she's a darling. And
yes.
I don't know her beyond the... All of you. You may think, oh, they only give readings to their friends. All of you are part of our family, but we don't know any of you before this show. So there you go.
Yeah, it is the night. We haven't had a night like this for a while.
How many are you getting?
This is like fifth one, I think. We used to get them. Sometimes we had some nights, but they tapered off. We only get like one every other show. But now they're coming on with a vengeance, the scammers. All right.
Speaking of which, I got to throw this in. If you look on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, you'll see, wow, Deb's got a pretty good rating. Look at some of those comments. A lot of those comments are from somebody, Father, they're talking about Father somebody, I don't know, who really does great mediumship, but they're giving me the high ratings. And I'm not allowed, and on Facebook, you can't remove reviews. So they have actually boosted me. How about that?
Nothing like getting a good boost. You can all use one.
All right, let's move it on.
Let's go on to area code 520 in the western state of Arizona.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Hello there.
Hello, Teresa. How are you guys? How are you?
Oh,
Bonnet from the West Coast.
We're like in rare form for some reason.
For some reason. What reason could that be?
I don't know. I'm not getting any sex or anything like that.
Hey, we got international shout out to Prisha from South Africa.
South Africa is in the house.
Word up, dog.
Yes. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the night. You know, when you go out on New Year's Eve, there's a really weird vibe out there. So we prefer to stay away from that now. When, you know, like when you're young and you party. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Lisa. Tell us what's happening.
You have the floor.
Yes.
Well, there ain't nothing happening. It's just grandma duty. We just spent a ton of hours at the park, which was lovely because my grandson got to play with good people and good kids and good parents were there, and so it was great. It was wonderful.
That's cool.
But I'm just kind of wondering, because radio silence, you know, there was absolutely nothing. He never sent me Happy New Year. I really wonder if this is just a closed door.
And that's the problem with radio silence is hard to interpret what the hell that means.
Well, given the
it means indifference.
Well,
you know,
the history between you two was intensifying. If you look, it intensified. But the cards had shown that once you reach that point of sharing your, you know, most honest feelings, you would know if you'd be able to go forward, because he would, of course, respond in kind, or if this was going to be where he sort of took a step back. So I think what we're seeing here is, in reality, he is, as Jim felt, you know, you were all along team gay for him.
I just thought that somebody that was, 50 years old or older and has been gay his whole life, I just didn't know that was going to be a flipper. Somebody that can flip.
But I will tell
that's
you.
That's all I'm saying.
You were drawing him in.
Well, you don't know until you try anything on earth. Like they say, in sports world, you'll never get a home run if you don't swing the bat. You'll never get a goal. If you believe there's a chance, you try. That's all.
And if you bear in mind that what you offered him was a real gift in the sense of your love, your affection, and give him a chance to think about it. No, you and me are very spontaneous. We're impulsive. We're driven by a moment. We want to just jump in there.
Well, I would like to know, because radio silence can mean a lot of things, and I would like to see what the cards have to say about it. Because I don't necessarily...
Well, you know what? It's New Year's Eve, and, I mean, I was in my apartment. My kid and I took off back and forth. My grandson and I, you know, we went out this morning, and then I texted a set of parents that I really like for my grandkid. They got a good kid. We met, and then we came home, then we went to the park again, and we just came back. He was home all day, my neighbor, and then I come home, and he's gone, so I know he's gone to some party or whatever. But, I mean, wouldn't the polite thing to do would be to say Happy New Year? Just even a polite – I'm seeing – it like a shut door, you know, like that's it, you know, this is just shut door.
How about no expectations? You can't get hurt that way if you have no, she hasn't given me your question yet.
Do you want to know what the radio silence means?
Yeah. Did he step back and that's it, you know, and I'm done with it. I'm done.
I think that is a good question for the cards, because she can have her opinion. I can have my opinion, because that could be interpreted in like 1,000 different ways.
I wasn't trying to flip them. You know, I wasn't trying. I would never try to flip an all your life gay person. I wouldn't try to flip them. I was in it for the moment, you know, just in it for the moment. The excitement.
I agree, but I understand that, but I'm just saying ultimately whatever would have happened could have been a flipper. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
We're not talking about shower
curtains
with mattresses on there. We're talking about the real deal.
I wasn't looking for the job interview that I answer the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I wasn't doing that. You know, I was just like in the moment, the excitement of the moment. Oh, now he did this, or now he did that. I did this, he did that.
That's,
you know, that kind of stuff.
Our whole lives live for the moment when we're young.
Okay, it makes me a little sad.
That's what we do.
And I understand where you're coming from.
I understand that too.
Saying you're done. But it's like all or nothing here. And I don't know if that's really what the message of this whole thing should
be. Maybe the jury is not out yet even.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
But I'm saying this has been hard for me too, because you either give me, you know, 100% of what I'm looking for or forget it. I don't need anything from you. And that is not a good way to share affection and love, and, you know, it's very conditional.
Or being a next door gay neighbor.
Right.
You know,
I'm not fun with you.
You could write a sitcom on that stuff, couldn't you?
She is not funny.
You could get rich off that.
Why?
She could. These are some potential sitcom stuff.
Seriously,
you know what?
I'm not making fun of your life. Not making fun of your life, because I do a lot of crazy shit I don't share with you folks, but I've done a lot of stupid things.
I do. But I mean, if this is one of those things, like we play the tango when he's bored, but when he has entertainment outside his life, forget it. I'm sorry, Deb. I shouldn't be saying all or nothing. I do say all or nothing. You know, I do say that. I do, unfortunately.
It is a human nature, though, right?
It is.
It is.
And I admit to it. I really try to refrain from that.
But everybody, it's in our human nature. It's hard to resist.
This man, and I'm holding up these cards, is not done with you. You're going to hear from him very soon, if not before the evening's out or the night. But definitely, he's not done with you. And you should, instead of seeing that door shut, how about if you just creep it open a little? Give him a little room to...
Yeah, I mean, maybe the journey is not done. I mean, right now, like you said, this is a hell of a night. You've got a grandson. It's New Year's Eve. He might be out doing some kind of, like, Dick Clark rocking stuff down around there. It is what it is.
When you first said Dick, I wondered...
I actually didn't mean that, but this is a funny thing that you mentioned that. You know,
I love you guys. So he's not done with me, like, stick a fork, I'm done kind of thing?
No, he's looking right at you
right.
And figuring out what level do we bring this. You know what I'm going to tell you right now? Gay love is not very far different at all from the hetero love.
No, love is love.
We could go out tonight.
It's the plumbing that's different, not the love.
And get laid from now till the cows come home.
Yeah.
And all he can think about is you. Sometimes being in the arms of the wrong person will give the heart 20/20 vision.
Unless you're in the arms of the angel, Sarah McLachlan.
That's right. Right in the kisser.
I think I'm more addicted to you.
I sound just like her.
You know, I think I'm more addicted to, he said this, I said this, and then calling you guys. I think that's what I'm addicted to.
That is the foundation of the work I do. They will get a hold of me and say, I've got to have a session right now. Like I said, they'll call me when they're at a gathering and they're in the bathroom. Please get through to you right now and tell me what he meant.
And it's nice to have a neutral party like us.
Yeah.
We don't judge. And we only laugh with you. We never laugh at you.
All right.
We don't laugh at anybody because I know.
I'm laughing at the shit I've done. I'm laughing at this. You know, he has told me that he could hear me. He can hear me in my place. He has told me that. And then he has said, because I have this weird thing I do if I can't sleep. I haven't done it since my grandson's been here, but if I can't sleep, I go into the kitchen, I start chopping vegetables and cooking.
Wow. here's what's funny.
And he says, I can hear you. And I said, oh, you can hear the washer too? And he says, yeah. He says, but I hope, what I say to myself is I hope she's cooking, because I give him, I came from a big family and I was the oldest, so I give him, you know, stuff. I share it with him because he does a lot of work around the place. You know, he cuts the grass and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I feel like it's a fair and even deal. But he makes sounds. Deborah, the cards, I think, are saying, does he manipulate me? Because I know he makes sounds in there when I go into the laundry room and he's coughing or he's really ringing his spoon on the coffee cup like bell time in Philadelphia.
For whom the bell tolls.
He's trying to get my attention. And then he comes bursting into the laundry room and scares the holy pants off. Well, I mean, the socks off.
Well, you might, if you're going to take a pants off, you might as well take your socks off, too, and get comfortable.
But I'm just wondering if there's some kind of a game that's going on.
No, I would see that, and I don't.
Right.
If anything, he's questioning all of his moral values. He's questioning his past, the relationships. You know, if he was, let's put it in a different context, and maybe this won't even work. What if he was in the, seminary? He was a religious preacher.
Done a lot of movies on that subject.
And what if he meets this fantastic woman, but he's already sworn himself to God, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I
shall be celibate. But damn, I don't want to be celibate. No, what is it?
Then the little head talks to the big head and says, you know, you want to go get her. You know this is where you want to be.
I mean, you know, Frankie, we could take a quick dip. You know, it'd be no big deal. I wouldn't tell. You don't tell. Everybody's good. You know, he lets the guy have a talk with his penis.
Yeah.
You know?
So yesterday he was making a lot of sounds in the apartment. He was screaming. Mm-hmm. He screamed. I heard him scream. And if I had been by myself, I would have asked him, are you okay? And then yesterday he kept slamming the door, which then is in my house, and saying, my grandson was telling me, he says, why do I hear that door slamming? I said, well, you know, we can hear each other. I was trying to be, you know, just nonchalant. I said, we can hear each other. But he was slamming his door back and forth. He was going in and out. He was walking around. He took a long walk because I'm sitting there and I could see him when he came back. And I thought, what the hell is going on? But anyway, that's his business. But he was so he knows he can hear me. I know that he can hear me because he told me. And I didn't know if he was doing that. I don't know. Who knows?
Purposely.
Obviously, like she said, obviously, since they even had a discussion about thin walls.
Yes, and the
right.
thing is,
for
some reason, he wants you to make a first move.
And I'm glad you got the card, because I have no idea why he'd be doing that. Knowing he has thin walls, I'm glad you have the card, because I am speechless for a change, believe it or not.
You know, here's something I've got to say.
Say it.
And I mean this in all sincerity. Why are we Why are we all making such a big deal about a sexual orientation that can, I mean, I could come on here tomorrow and say, my New Year's resolution is I want me a lesbian girlfriend and I'm going to just eat her up.
So to speak.
And like you all would think, no, she's straight. She's straight. She don't want no, you know. Something.
Whisker biscuit.
But you guys would admit it. You'd have your preconceived notions. Oh, she's just going to manipulate some woman. Or, you know, think about it. Why can't, what was his name? He sang about blurred lines. I forget his name. Miley Cyrus was twerking on him when they were performing some time ago. I follow this stuff.
Who the hell was Miley Cyrus twerking on that would be a philosophical genius that famously we care about?
If anybody remembers, put his name out there.
Who could it be that we care about?
I think his wife left him, as a matter of fact.
Well, that happens daily in the world.
But see how y'all was instantly jumping to the conclusion She's a nut.
Tacos, yes, there's another, somebody gave another euphemism. Tacos.
Tacos.
I said whisker biscuit. They're throwing out euphemisms. Let's hear all the euphemisms for vagina out there in the Facebook world.
Oh, God.
Not, you got to get back to the reading. I got this. I got this one.
Enjoy yourself, Jim. So let's face it. Guys would have, it would be a big jump for you to think.
I'm going to enjoy myself.
Oh,
too,
my
by
gosh.
The way.
She was straight as an arrow. Now she's chasing down lesbian women. But why, or maybe I'd come to you and say, I've met this woman. I can't get her out of my mind. I've got to have her.
What? Was it Robin Thicke?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody
who
answered your question.
Who gets that? Who got it?
Full Nick Charlotte.
Well, thank you. That's
thank you. Thank you very much.
He's actually kind of good looking, too.
He is good looking.
Yeah.
Well, I would assume, well, I shouldn't assume that. You're right. I would assume that Miley Cyrus would not have picked Swamp Guy.
Imagine. Yeah, well, she's off.
But then again, that's true. Because remember when Julia Roberts went out with the Lyle?
Love it. Lyle, love it.
When Julia Roberts was in her prime beauty.
I thought he's got 10 inches in his pants. Because
Deb, that's where my mind just went there, too. And I think a lot of people were talking that way at the time. Yeah.
Well, he had more inches than IQ points. I could tell you that.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Because she must have flipped over a big rock in the swamp to find that dude, all right?
Remember, he's going through a lot. Just if you found yourself having deep feelings for another woman, and you're attracted to her, and you can't stop. Imagine. Try to put yourself in that position.
It can happen.
People can change. That's one thing I've learned from these
cards. If they
cards.
Want to. Anybody can change if they want to. Yep.
In an instant.
Yeah, if they have to want to.
So imagine what he's thinking. God, if only this woman had a penis or, you know.
Yep.
Only...
Damn the plumbing. I hate plumbing.
Well, there is this strap-on.
Yes, there is. And a lot of men, even hetero men, they enjoy it. They like that woman to ride like a cowboy.
Boy, I would have to shift over the show because I would question that word, hetero.
Straight men, whatever.
If I'm a straight man, I don't want real or unreal anything plowing me from behind, Deb. Just to let you know, plowing is for the fields. You know, you go into the field, you can sow the seed.
And
I don't want to be plowed.
And what if it happened to you once and you loved it so much that you had to keep having it?
Then I would consider myself not heterosexual.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can't have ass play in your woman and man relationship.
Why? Wait a goddamn minute. First of all, man has this type of plumbing. Woman has this type of plumbing. But I want her to step on man-like plumbing and plow me from behind. I don't think that's hetero anymore.
Well, okay, then what if a couple is playing around with a vibrator? And it might go in that nether region.
Well, we better get back to our Arizona correspondent, or we're going to lose her forever.
Give him time. I believe he's planning to yeah,
I agree with the time. I have different opinions, but she's right about the time.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't still, it's early. He can knock on your door. He might just be out.
We don't know.
You know, having a meal.
He might get snot slinging drunk and might not call you till Monday even.
Oh, but she's
being so hungover.
He said he doesn't drink, but oh, I'll tell you, when you're drinking, and you may remember from your drinking
especially
days,
if you don't drink,
you become more honest with every soldier in your century.
And if he's not a drinker, and all of a sudden he was enticed into, well, that's New Year's Eve, I'll drink. Those people can be drunk fast, and they could be hungover for 2 days.
Yeah, they really can.
So I agree with Deborah. Don't interpret radio silence as anything right now. Right
now.
He's
got the kid there,
He got the kid anyway. He might actually be respecting that. Say, you know what? I'm not going to touch any subjects until her grandchild is not there anymore.
But when he makes noise late at night and he knows you're making, you know, sounds with your veggies and whatnot, he's letting you know he's awake.
Oh, when she told that story, when she was saying, he knows what I do at night. And I was thinking, what the hell were you doing that you knew he would hear him? And she goes, I'm chopping vegetables. Oh, you really are? I thought it was a euphemism for doing something else.
God.
Now, I sometimes.
I really thought
it
was. I'm chopping vegetables. Like, well, you know what? I'm cutting the cheese too. A lot of times, but
yeah, I can't sleep, and it's like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So I go into the kitchen and start putting together a soup or something. I start chopping stuff up, and he told me. He said, you know, I can hear what you're doing in there.
Every time she says that, I can hear what you're doing in there. My mind went in the gutter, and usually it does not do that.
That's usually your
department. That's Deb's department.
Yeah,
is the gutter.
I could hear him yesterday. It was in the afternoon, and my grandson and I were just doing our thing in the apartment. We might have been coming and going. I don't know. We could hear him. I could hear him yelling in the apartment. Like he went in there and he's just like a Tarzan yell, not a yodel, but like a man. He has a very deep voice, and I could hear him. And I thought, you know, if I were here by myself, I'd be asking him, "Are you okay?"
Right.
But because I didn't want to draw attention to what he had done. And then the door was slamming in and out, in and out. And I thought, my grandson said that. I already told you what he said.
Why did I hear that sound? I bet everybody in the Facebook chat could put up what their thoughts were. I bet they would. And I think a few of them would think he was trying to get your attention.
Well, the last response I got was about the Robin Thicke answering your question on who Miley Cyrus is grinding on. And then I got a euphemism for tacos. Cho said that.
I've never heard that.
Well, we call them furry tacos. But, you know, the times have changed. There ain't so much furry.
Lisa,
you know what I'm saying?
He's got a card for you. So let's see.
I do indeed. And
thank you.
Absolutely. The subject of your Archangel Michael Sortolite Oracle card reading is It's Time to Play. You're working too hard and worrying about everything. Seek out joyous experience to bring balance into your life.
So just enjoy the moment.
Just go with the flow.
And give him the time.
Maybe try not to read into every door slam, you chopping vegetables, you got a shower curtain. Try not to read into all that stuff and just see what happens after the holidays.
And once your grandson leaves.
Those damn prickly cactuses, they might not mean anything.
Why don't you invite him for a walk some afternoon? You know, or early.
He's always asking me to go. He is always asking me to go. But my thing is, and he knows that because he sees it in the backyard, I love my bike. I love my bike. I love my bike. I love my bike rides. And we have very rough roads out here. I can't, it's rough. And so it's easy to fall. But I love my bike. And he knows that I like my bike. So, yeah, we could go for a walk.
Let the rest of the holiday season play itself out. I mean, we still got a couple more days, 2-3 more days. I don't know when your grandson goes back. And
quite a while.
Just maybe don't make any judgments on door slamming and radio silence in the next few days. Just go with the flow.
And the one thing
enjoy that young boy you're with.
The one thing I can leave you with is something I've actually learned from this deck. When you truly love somebody, their happiness is more important than your own.
Which is funny. They say that, but nobody ever practices that. You know
because
that?
We're all so unconditional.
We're human. We want our... Since we love them, we don't want to let them go, you know?
Well, I have exes I couldn't make a life with, but I don't damn them to hell.
Well,
one or two, I just wish them well and hope they can find happiness in their lives.
Oh, sure.
So, Lisa, you'll be ringing in the new year.
We will be doing a Sunday show for sure tomorrow. Just to
let the
folks know out there.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Day, but we're still on vacation through Monday, so we don't have to get up early Monday.
Who knew?
So we shall be doing another show tomorrow.
You guys, you're not the love doctors. You are the medicine for the soul doctors.
Oh, God, I love that.
Medicine for the soul.
Oh, my God, I
truly
love that. And
I like
what
it. You know what a lot of the medicine is? Half of it's laughter.
Oh, I do believe that.
Yeah.
I used to read Reader's Digest religiously back in the day before there was any computers. And there was a subject in there, laughter is the best medicine. And there was always the most funniest stories in there all the time. But anyway, that's old school Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
So let's move forward.
All right, Lisa, we wish you the best. We love you. And, oh, I can't.
Happy New Year.
I feel very excited.
Happy New Year.
You're going to see and hear from that man real soon.
I definitely think that the radio silence is not meaning anything right now.
It's a thoughtful silence right now. That's
I don't think that you can consider that a jury's verdict. Nope.
All right, hon. Happy New Year. We're going to make it.
Hope to talk to you tomorrow. We surely hope to talk to you tomorrow in 2023.
Please.
You guys are so sweet.
Word up on that, dog. Arizona correspondent signing off. Lisa. Caller.
Call who?
You know who? I just typed it up there.
Oh, I'm supposed to do it?
Yeah, remember we had this talk about you were going to do, you know, that call thing.
Who is it? I don't know.
You don't.
I'm up here. Oh, is she still with us?
No, I just told you to do it because she's not. You know me, I'm a dick. No, I'm just kidding. I was really kind of disappointed that all my folks out there. Joe did mention we need to watch the movie. You just keep doing your voodoo movie Sausage Party, and that was a movie. You have to be okay with a lot of stuff out there with that sausage.
My son told me not to. One of my younger ones, he said, Mom, you're not going to like it. It's porn with food.
It's cartoon porn, yeah. I watched about 15 minutes, and I thought it was cool, but I was just like, I don't need to watch the whole thing. I already got it. We make half the jokes already that they're making, so that's cool.
Well, I like a good sausage now and again.
All right, to the folks out there, I will talk about our show while you do this. This is primarily a call-in show. That number is 515-602-9676. When we switch from callers to...
I don't have her, so...
It's not under Lady R.
I don't know how it's spelled.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It's right here.
Just give me a few starting.
Right here. R-E-F.
R-E-F.
That's it.
There it is. So, yes.
Anyway, I was just saying it's primarily a call-in show. We do messenger stuff. We very rarely do the type in on the Facebook Live chat type of readings and cards. You would be wise to give to befriend Deborah Lee, as if you're a Facebook folk from another country, which this is what we're talking about.
If Lady R is still here, that's me calling you.
She said she was going to try to stay away.
Okay, so she did.
Of the voodoo that she could do. So anyway, if you want to have a messenger type thing, you got to be friends with Deborah Lee. That's the only way we can do it. We don't do the type of thing unless we have extremes like no callers. We have 455 billion callers. Let's see here. Would you like to? What are you doing, Deb? You going?
I was picking someone.
Picking somebody, Dad. Yeah. Go for.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Remember now, this is for the folks that are on hold. They saw that. Ooh, it's after 8. Well, we extended the show. It's New Year's Eve. Let's get down to it. It's New Year's Eve. We don't have plans in the morning except sleeping, getting up to pee and letting the dogs out, you know, big plans like that. So we're not in a big rush to end the show tonight. We have nothing going on tomorrow. I don't know what you're looking for. I have no idea. Nope. John. John, Jacob, Jingleheimer Schmidt.
He's about as subtle as a piano falling from 8 floors down.
Which
to
is
the
funny.
Street.
I guess they must still, in New York City, have to move pianos like that, probably.
I would think. You know.
Isn't that how Charlie Sheen supposedly died on the last episode?
They were bringing his piano back.
The last episode of 2 and a Half Men.
Well, that guy played the fool, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's not living in a tent under an underpass, either. That should be enough to...
No, that's wrong.
And you are not doing Wedge. It's John Bill.
Don't Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Right there.
Spell
right
it.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, I will tell you which one. I shall tell you. It is the that one to the
John
right.
John Jacob.
Right to the right. Right now,
Heimer
I see the
Schmidt.
Picture. I, you know, that is such a stupid song, but it always rang with me as a child.
That's where they had it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is our name, too. Which is JJJH. When you think, well, that's a lot of freaking names.
He won't answer. Mike, answer the phone.
It's us, Mike. If you're scared, we understand. Plus, it's already 2022 there. Maybe he's...
Yeah, passed out.
Maybe he fell asleep with a bottle of scotch. All right. I'm done with
well,
you, Mr. Folks, yet. But
we were trying to be like Ellen DeGeneres when she would call members of her listeners and followers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not very successful.
So far, the night is young. We're going to go to a phone caller. 779 in the state of Illinois. 779.
Okay.
Bring it on.
You better stop with that great state of Illinois crap because I'm tired of it.
Ah.
The state sucks.
Well, it's only going to get greater, right?
It's only great because I'm in it. That's it.
Well, then that's enough, isn't it? All right.
Fairly.
Hey, it's nice that you got into the last show of the year. We appreciate that. It's been a little while. How's it going?
It's going good. So I got a new little puppy yesterday.
Oh.
What kind? Give us the details.
Okay, so saw her on a post and on, you know, Facebook. Long story short,
sure.
Anyways, I fell in love with her because she looked like my honey Pee Pee Pie, who I lost in November.
Yeah.
That's a good reason. I like it.
Yep. Anyways, so I didn't think she was, like, her picture, she looks a lot bigger than she is. So I flew out to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yep,
oh my
yesterday.
God.
Holy guacamole.
After being up for 48 hours.
Well, you can sleep on the plane at least.
You know, it's a puddle jumper plane. There's no sleeping on those things. They're so bumpy. I mean, I caught what I could.
Yeah, they
anyway,
are.
Long story short.
Okay.
I have a new flea bag in my life.
How old?
And she is the size of a small cat. She's like 5 pounds. Like your thumb is the size of her paws.
How many weeks old?
She is 9 months to a year old.
Oh, this is a little dog, a little baby doll.
What breed?
I'm thinking toy chihuahua.
Oh, how cute.
Wow, that is, they are tiny.
I'll send you pictures on your messenger so you can see her.
They are tiny.
She is an absolute love bug. She is an absolute love bug.
Are you going to put her in clothes, like little dresses?
Yeah, you could dress, especially, you know, it gets cold up there.
Yeah.
You got to get the clothes
out. Eventually, because none of the doggy clothes I have currently actually fit her.
There's probably a 0% chance. Yeah, that's a whole different size.
Oh, but it's always so good to bring new life into the house.
Yeah, and that's going to boost
And I got her, I wanted a companion for my other dog, Bowie, because he doesn't have any friends, because all of his friends got promoted to heaven.
Yes.
And he didn't have a friend, so I thought he was a little depressed. So then just today, they finally started playing and chasing each other around the house and wrestling. So, like, mission accomplished. My dog has a friend now.
It's cool. It's cool when they can have, some dogs
they
only
have to
want,
have a friend. Yeah.
Some dogs don't. There's a few dogs, you know, like Danosa don't. But
most
Bowie
of them
needed
like
a friend.
One buddy. Yeah, they need a buddy at least.
Well, Teresa, what would you like to know in your car?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I think I'm cursed because men are, like, I'm man-cursed, I think, really. I'm telling you, I'm man-cursed. It does not matter. Like, you know, I called you the other day and you said, yeah, there's a guy coming. He's going to come out of wherever. I'm like, great. So I'm at work and there's this guy I've been, like, mildly attracted to. But
okay.
I don't make any moves because I'm like, most of the people in my age bracket are taken or married or whatever. So anyways. It just happens that after I talk to you, like the day after, I run into him and we're all working on the same crew on Twilight. And I saw him. He's like, hey. And I'm like, hey. So anyways, I run over to him. I'm talking to him. And I couldn't really hear him because out there on the ramp, it's like super loud. And he said something like divorced. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, I love to hear gossip. Talk to me later. So anyways, we go on like an hour-long break, and I'm upstairs and by myself, and he appears. Kind of have a crush on him, but I'm like, nah, I'm not going to pursue this because I'm like, he's married. So there's no point in going anywhere. So anyways, he comes up there and he starts talking to me. He's like, yeah, I'm getting divorced. I'm like, okay, great. He's getting divorced. Cool. He's super cute. But why are you getting divorced? And then he goes on and spills the tea. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ, you're a fucking red hot mess. Excuse my language. Oh, my God, I just dropped that bomb. But anyways, he's a red hot mess.
Oh.
He's a mess. And I'm just like, well, there goes him out the window, right? Because I'm like, nope. I don't deal with that, right? I don't deal with people having to pay alimony. I don't deal with people having to pay child support. I just don't. And bitter baby mamas. I don't do it.
Yep. That's
so anyways, can you tell me what the hell is going to happen here? Because, like, seriously, love life, I don't know, career. All right, all right. What's 2023 going to bring me?
Yep, 2023. What's it going to do? Can she have somebody come along that does not have all that damn baggage.
Yes, and trouble is, as we get older, there's more and more
of
that.
Yeah, it makes it even worse.
You know.
Yep. The odds are more people will be coming with baggage.
Maybe you need somebody who's left the priesthood, you know.
Yeah, they're
no,
out there.
I don't need a priest, but I'm just saying,
left.
Like,
she
no,
said
left. Lord.
The priesthood.
Yeah,
the left
they leave the
bit,
priesthood.
Left it. Recently departed from the whatever religion they were in.
Yep.
No longer wants to be celibate.
There are people out there who can have amicable divorces and everything else, but this
there
one
are.
Just sounds like a red hot mess. She's like trying to take him to town for everything. And I'm like, this is why, to me, marriage is a waste of time, because it's unfair that the man has to pay for everything. Because when you get married, the man's supposed to provide. He's supposed to do this. He's supposed to do that. But then when you get divorced, you know, everything, the woman walks away with everything, and that's not fair, right? Like, literally, it's not fair.
You just wound up Jim, and you pushed his button.
Touchdown. You know, I've always been talking about that.
That women want
to... It's not fair. It's not. Because why would a man want to get married then? Because when he knows down the road, eventually, the divorce rate is like 60%, that your odds of getting divorced are 60%, and the woman's only marrying you so that she can get all this free shit when she divorces you. Like,
trust me, my long-lost identical twin sister.
Okay, Teresa.
She speaks just like I do.
I got to tell you this before it slips out of my mind. That man that you're talking about from work is not the one. And here's
correct.
The deal.
I already knew that.
He's probably never going to admit he's the one responsible for this divorce.
Yeah, imagine that.
And what it is he's a big-time cheater. Okay, he cheats.
Well, he told me that she's the one who's cheating, and she's already got a new man living in their house.
Have you ever heard anybody ever say, I'm the asshole, in this situation?
What did you fart?
No, I said a bad word.
Asshole's not that bad nowadays.
I'm the one.
Satellite and cable.
I'm responsible for breaking
No, because it, in the midst of the beginning of divorces or any type of argument, you're never going to fully admit that you're the asshole.
Right. So they're spreading.
You got your glasses on. You got your rose-colored glasses on, and you're sitting there going, no, I'm right. No, you're right. Nobody wants to take accountability for their bullshit.
Right. It turns into a battle, and battle lines
and
have been
drawn. And they're throwing
dirt
at each other.
Blah, blah, blah.
But see, he's seeing her true nature now. Hey, when I wanted
out of a
marriage, bad or good, I don't take stuff. I mean, we're not going to fight over a $1,500 vacuum cleaner or a set of dishes. I just want my freedom.
Right.
You keep all that
correct.
Crap. Yeah. And, you know, I've even probably said this before. I've given parties where your admission was going to be a plate or a cup or a knife, fork. You know, and nothing ever matched, but I was okay with that. Yeah, new guy is coming. I just wanted you to know this is not the one.
Did she do that?
Okay. I mean, you could have some good romp with him if you wanted.
I don't want it. Nope. After I talk to it, it's like, nope.
Nope.
Well, you
he's
have...
like, you
want to
hang out? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Because I said,
you.
You're a whole lot of drama. I don't do drama. I looked at him. I said, I am the most boring person in the world because as far as like relationships, because I don't want drama.
You know, I
like I'm not drama. I don't want to invite your drama. I don't want your. I don't have any drama bringing it in.
Take
right.
that word bored out of your vocabulary. It isn't that you're bored with, you know, you have a higher standard.
Yeah, it's
and
right.
damn straight, you deserve to have it met.
You're not an idiot.
And you're not low maintenance. You are a high maintenance woman. You want their and you know most men out there are going to be low maintenance seekers. They're easier. And you are...
It's the low fruit.
They're, like you always say.
Yeah, the guys that are lazy...
I am not the low-hanging fruit. I am the piece of fruit on the top of the tree that's perfect.
Yes, you're
right. Lazy guys go after the low fruit so they don't have to work very hard.
Right.
So, okay, first of all, go into the new year with a resolution. I'm just going to let this new year bring me what it will, and I'm not going to look. When I decide to just stop looking at all... Who do you think knocked on the inside of
I haven't, like I said, I haven't been looking. I think it's funny that you said something to me. And like I said, the guy that I kind of crushed on but never followed through on, like I'm like, he's cute. I like his truck. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow, he's cute and I like his truck and that's about it. That, you know, and
he
I never really talked to him, but other than.
Yeah, the cards show that he could fall for you, but he would never be faithful.
Well, she's already written this guy off, so let that guy go.
So the new guy coming for you. And I swear that the higher power, God, whatever you want to think of as, you know, all that is, has one heck of a good sense of humor. It's going to come along when you are feeling so irritated, so disgusted.
Pretty soon, then, it sounds like. Sounds like pretty soon, because she sounds like she's there.
And it's going to be
I'm there.
She'd be there. Like you went in to buy, let's say you bought some dog food. I don't know why it came to me.
Because she has a new dog.
Yeah.
Plus another dog.
I see that it has a hole in it, and you're going to be trailing dog food somehow out of the store, and there will be a guy. It's a meet cute. He comes up to you, and he's going to say,
the Lifetime Network.
You got a whole bunch of, you know, dog food. In a line behind you, are you leaving breadcrumbs? Or he'll find some way to make a joke out of it. And you'll be looking at him on.
A door opener.
You'll say, holy shit, to yourself. This is the guy.
Holy sheep shit.
You'll just know. You'll see everything in that instant. So. And no
finger. Now, what about career? Does it say anything in there about that?
Yes, I see.
Probably not.
Coming for you.
Well, there you go.
And it's very, you've told me that you want to go and start, I don't know if you said hydroponic farm or what was it? The farm.
Just
you
an
wanted.
Organic farm.
Organic. She likes to grow organic stuff. Yeah.
And you shall.
You shall do so.
Yes. It's going to come. Possibly you'll get started really working on plans for this. I think within this year, latter part of this year. As far as the rest of your job, you've got it kind of made with job security and, you know, but it's not fulfilling. The day is coming for you. And that is when this starts to come to fruition with the ideas and, you know, you're laying down plans for the farm. That's when you're about to meet the guy, the right guy. All right.
I've been kind of already working on that. You know what I mean?
Good.
Well, she's very wise. She is very wise. She does everything wisely.
I try. I do try to do things wisely.
You know what? A lot of times when you're very wise, you're like, well, I don't get any guys anymore. Because you know what? You're weeding out the idiots.
You're weeding out
the bad apples.
Oh, my God. But I feel like I'm an idiot attractor. Like I have idiot pheromones or something that just attracts them like flies.
No, you're just wiser than the average woman.
You're kicking them to the curb.
You recognize they're idiots before you have to find out the hard way. That's the difference between you and maybe the average chick. That's the difference. And the guys, too. Guys do the same thing. We're like, she seems all right. And then I was like, what the hell did I just get myself into? I want to jump off a cliff, you know, like, you're recognizing it before you get into the mess. That's the difference.
Fantastic. Awesome.
And that is wise. Awesome. That is very wise of
and
you.
And remember that a lot of the super hot, good looking ones are shallow as hell.
90% chance.
Oh, I don't need the super hot, good looking ones. I just need one that's going to treat me right and looks decent enough that I don't have to put a paper bag over his head.
Exactly. He gotta
get the juices flowing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need the super hot, but if he is super hot and he knows how to work a tractor and like garden and want to be with a chick who's got a dog smaller than a kitten,
probably needs to work something else, knows how to work something else besides a tractor.
She'll probably kill them in that department. They'll be vaporized.
I'm just saying, you know. Yeah.
Right.
What was that song? She thinks my tractor is sexy. Yep, yep.
Exactly.
That's going back a little ways.
All right, guys. I love you. Happy New Year.
Same to you, darling. Wait, your card. Don't please.
That's right.
My angel card.
Yes, this is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card.
Yes, sword.
Sword. What did I say?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, well, thank you, sword. We're talking swords here now. All right, anyway, subject because it came up twice, so I'm going with it. Make a decision. Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you toward your own joy. You deserve it. I think that's what she said. Just let it. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Don't seek.
Go forward with your dream as it comes to the point that it's evolving into reality.
Right.
So will that magical relationship.
Yeah, just take care of the, you know, you got
fantastic.
Work, you got your dreamed organic firm, you got doggies, and the other thing's going to just find its way to you.
Teresa, I got to ask you, what did you name your puppy?
What is it, puppy-wise?
Okay, name. So she came with the name Sassy.
Sassy?
And I think I'm going to keep it because it fits her.
Well, that's a cute name.
For that breed, that is probably a pretty fitting name, a miniature chihuahua.
I think that's
cute.
They can be a little sassy because they're tiny. They got to be a little,
Well, hold on. I'm going to send you a picture right now, Deborah.
Okay. I can't see it.
Who are you sending it to?
To Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger.
I don't have that.
I'm going to send that one because that's her with my mom.
Yeah.
You have that.
I'm not able. I have to go online and connect. I mean, I can use the messenger phone, but I don't get any messages.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll see it. We'll see it after the show then, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send it out. Yeah, do send it.
I did. I sent it.
I'm so happy.
Nice.
And you flew to go get her. Wow.
Yeah, that's obviously a very special attraction there. Yep.
That's beautiful. So happy.
That's crazy.
Well, we have driven many hours to get our dogs.
Oh, yes. The most
many,
of
many
our,
hours.
Most of ours come from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, guys.
Well, I'll let you go. I love you guys.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Oh, I'm so happy.
All right. The show must go on. Let's go on to our next caller. These folks have been... People are apparently pretty happy to be here on New Year's Eve, apparently.
Yes.
I like it. All right. Let's see. We're going to... there we go. We're going to area code 254. We're going to Texas. 254. Welcome.
I bet it's Gabby.
Gabby.
Hello, Gabby.
Well, thank you so much for calling on the last show of 2022. We appreciate that. And for holding for an eternity. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, look at literally an eternity.
Well, Gabby, how are you doing, honey?
Well, I feel fine. My cousin's TCU game, they won 51-38, I think. They won the Fiesta Bowl, and I was watching it while I was waiting for you guys. Then my minutes took too long, so I had to redial, and now I'm just like, this is my second time trying. I'm doing fine.
Wait.
The TCU-Michigan game is over?
Yeah, it's over. TCU won. That's my cousin's, team.
Well, that's cool. That is the college football championship semifinal game. Another one is probably going on right now. But I'm glad you reminded me. Well, I know who won that one.
Okay, well, Gabby, what can I do for you on the last day of the year?
Last show of the year.
Well, I want to change my pseudonym, my writer's name. Well, it's kind of it's been a coat of many colors. First, it was Diane, after Diane Carroll. Then I wanted to name myself Ava, after Ava DuVernay. And now I'm just I don't know what to call myself. So I'm just wondering, what do the cards say? What should I do? How should I change my name to Gabrielle Watson Nixon? Because Watson is my mom's maiden name. And Nixon is Agnes Nixon's last name. So I don't know what to do. So I'm just trying to figure out, should I keep that name or change it?
Let me ask you. Do you feel like you would have more freedom as a writer working with a pen name? You know, are
a
you
different
talking?
Name?
Yeah, are you talking about legally changing?
Yeah,
your
are
name?
You talking about legally changing your actual name? Name? Or are you talking about your writing name?
My writing name.
That's a good. There you go. That's a good, and that's a very important question. People might belittle that, but I think I would never use my writing name.
I'm not using my full legal name.
But you do want it to be the right name. So okay. So what were the two? You had two that you were leaning toward. What were the two names you were leaning on?
Diane after Diane Carroll, because I think her birthday is this day after mine.
Okay.
And I chose Ava after Ava DuVernay, who writes and creates Queen Sugar, my favorite show.
All right, so she's looking at Diane or Ava. She's
all right.
Moving around. What are you using a current name right now for writing, or you haven't really gone down that road yet?
I've been using like my legal name, Gabrielle or Gabby.
Okay, that's cool. All right, yeah, I got you. But when you say when you take that next step, you want to know. And
and I've also been using like my mom's name, Carolyn, or like my mom's friend who died this year, Vaughn. I think her last name was Vaughn. So I've been trying to go with Carol Vaughn Nixon, try to be a fancy, but I don't know what to do. I'm trying to keep the family.
Okay, well I'll tell you what the cards showed to me. Okay, and I liked when you said Vaughn because I was wondering. I think you should have a pen name that is a completely...
You notice that a lot of the great poets and writers,
a
lot of them actually use their first, middle, and last name. Arthur Lewis Stevenson actually said that. You know, they actually I'm just saying that. I'm not the card reader.
Do you have to get off the phone, Gabby?
No, she just said that.
No, I'm just good. I'm good for a few minutes.
Okay,
yeah,
that
was my opinion.
Well,
I just threw that out there.
You know what, though? I think that if you want to not get, say, stuck in a certain genre, that you're going to want to have a name that you're able to establish for yourself, but you can keep your own real life, you know, your legal name private.
I think Stephen King wrote under a couple names. So you
and
can have more than
did.
One pen name depending on the genre you want to write for, right?
What I would suggest, because it really rang a bell when I put it to the card, I just couldn't figure out what your final, you know, three. Okay,
here's what I got. Yeah.
Ava Diane with a hyphen and the last name Bond. Doesn't it have a ring to it? Ava Diane Bond.
A lot of it is about the ring. Yes, and?
And just,
I like it.
Yeah, see if that fits, but that's what came out in the card.
That's what she saw, and you know, and maybe that will be just one use for a certain genre of writing, right?
Yeah, and I really thought it was cool with it hyphenated. Ava Diane.
There's a lot, and you see that like the last 20 years going on, there's a lot more hyphenation last
year.
A lot more. I mean, it's going up. I mean, if you see sports athletes, all of them hyphens on their jerseys.
You know, you ought to look at all this time until your release, this is the time for preparation.
Yeah, it's like you got a path out there, but you're like, I'm paving it, and I'm cutting out all the weeds. You're getting your path ready to go for your travel, right?
And And if you get an idea, like for an opening sentence, jot it down, even if you don't know the story yet. You know, and I'll be honest with you, Gabby.
I
landed a job as a newspaper columnist that I did work for 12 years and won journalism awards for, and I never even knew how to write a column. I had no journalism degree. I had nothing. I just took a shot in the dark, sent in some samples. They weren't even finished. And I just shot them out to the newspaper, got a call, went in, and they gave me the job. And I had it for 12 years. So this is a way for you to try to find, you know, if you could keep a notebook or if you are able to use a computer, you could just keep all these thoughts, these one-line sentences.
A lot of writers like to write on paper.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Things, because computers die, computers blow up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can write it on a notebook and they can stuff it under their mattress or someplace safe that's safe to them. A lot of them like to do that. Old school.
So Abigail, because
yeah, I have a lot of notebooks, so this
good.
Works out for me.
Well, and that, you know what, and that's the way to do it, because you can jot stuff down, flip a page, and jot something else down, and eventually you may go back to those things.
I think your career is going to start while you are there.
Oh, it already has, probably, right?
Yeah. It's going to begin there. So
a lot of writers write on what they've experienced and what they've learned. And
yeah.
You got a lot of that. You can write a lot about that.
If you could get your privileges back, that would be awesome for you.
Sure, if you can't, you
yeah.
can keep writing on paper. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Gabby, I want to wish you we're going to give you a visa card. But for me right now, I want to wish you a very productive, happy, healthy, wonderful New Year.
And thank you for holding for
yeah,
4 million years.
She
thank you. That. Here's
back.
Your
yeah.
your vibration.
I have to do
rising.
My tour after this.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
What?
I have to do my tour after this. Oh, my tour.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to release you after this card. Subject
okay.
is your vibration is rising.
Yes.
This is your time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
I love it. Bear that in mind.
It's kind of like a
yeah. All right. Go off to do your chore and have a wonderful New Year.
We'll talk to you in 2023.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Bye-bye, Gabby.
Same news. Thank you for being very so patient. All right. Let's move on quickly. We got a lot
so
of callers.
So people might wonder, what in the world? We don't know all the specifics. It seems Gabby is in a... residential.
Yeah, we just roll with it, and we don't pry. We just ask enough questions to help the reading get better.
Yeah.
We're going to area code 786 in Florida. 786, you're next.
Hello, hello.
Hello, it's Baylin.
Oh, she's been on
Baylin,
she's been
yes.
in the Facebook Live for a long time.
So what's going
been,
on? Bring us up to date.
She's been chit-chatting here in the room.
Oh, that's
well, I talked to you the other day. I told you my father
yep.
Put me in jail and everything, and
Yep.
I want to know what's going on with the case.
Okay, yep. She's still waiting on the case is in February, right?
Well, she made
they told me to call the prosecutor on the 2nd.
Okay,
the new prosecutor.
Gotcha.
But I go back to court on if they throw it out, then I won't be going back to court.
Nice. Okay. But if you do have
but
to go
I
back
don't know
court.
For sure. I have a feeling that they're going to throw it out because it's not. I've never been in trouble
record.
Or anything.
Yeah.
I got jumped on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember that. That was kind of a setup. So you're calling him on Tuesday, correct?
Or her?
Yes.
Well, she said him. I
okay.
Know.
Well, I will look at this as long as you bear in mind that this would kind of fall under legal advice.
This is
or,
for everybody else. You looked at it
right.
once. You wanted to make sure. We told her to keep checking. Because remember, the legal world, like you said, you got to keep checking.
It's going
to
be my opinion.
And it changes.
Yeah.
That's why she wanted to keep checking. Yep. And that's
right.
the thing, especially the legal world with lawyers and judges. It's almost as hard to predict as gambling. But the smart thing to do, and that's what she's doing, is to keep on asking.
Come back
and
check.
Keep on asking. Keep on asking. Because you know what? Tuesday is getting closer and closer.
It is.
And we are doing another show.
Tomorrow.
Well, the next 2 days we have
shows
scheduled. So you can keep on checking. You're welcome to keep checking on it. Cause...
Okay. Another thing I need to check on is I'm at my brother's house right now.
Okay.
And he owes me money. And I want to know if he's going to give me my money.
I know.
And it's not a little money.
Yeah.
It's like $50,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You probably, since you're there, you probably don't get to really address that too much right this second, do you?
I have to ask you a question.
Well, I don't talk to him about it because he gets upset about it, and with the situation at hand, he'll tell me I got to get out.
Right, exactly. You can't really go down
that
road really hard with him right now because you need what you need. Yep.
First of all, one thing that would really help to secure a dropped case for you and also for your own safety, you need to take out a restraining order on that girl. You do, or the woman, because she's going to come at you again.
Nikki even asked the prosecutor, say, hey,
oh, really?
I
yeah.
Yeah, you could even ask the prosecutor about that. I need to actually.
I think you need to, yes.
I'm the victim, and I want, since you know how do I get out a restraining order? He might be like, oh, I make it more sympathetic.
It will, but also I fear for you a little bit. I think that woman's not a gun. She wants to scrap a little bit more with you. And maybe we'll have a witness that will only, here's what I'm saying.
Well, I already have a witness.
Good.
I have two witnesses. My son and a friend of mine, they heard everything before it all happened.
Well, make sure. I just really feel you need the protection, and they're kind of flimsy sometimes. You need the protection.
So
of
what
them.
About my father? Because my father is the one that, he was the one that initiated all this.
Do you see him showing up in the cards right now?
Yeah. Well, I feel, I don't know, that's kind of a dicey area.
So.
Just do children take out restraining orders against their
No,
parents?
Do you see what's going on with him in general over this situation?
Well,
big picture.
I feel that if you
Well, that's
are...
a step-granddaughter from his deceased wife. He's been around them all his life. He's never been in my life.
So that's the person that attacked her?
Yeah, that's the person he sent to attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my concern is she's not done. She wants to harm you. So also your father may be orchestrating all of this.
Well, she already said.
But I don't know. You'd have to have some evidence of that.
Yeah, and she probably knows that's pretty hard to do. But at
unless
least,
there was somebody there that over, you know, heard or was.
It would be a conspiracy.
Well, like I said, my friend was on the phone when it started happening, and my son was on the phone. So I have two witnesses. The police already got the reports from them.
Good. Well, I feel they're going to drop the case, but I think
Thank
it will
you.
Really help your defense by saying that you fear more trouble from her and blah, 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 because that girl's really, she's on a rampage.
Well, because the...
Now, the other thing, I definitely feel you are moving out of state, aren't you? You've made plans.
Yes.
Oh, boy, that
wants to get the hell out of Dodge, and that's
you know,
a smart thing to do.
That is going to start a whole new life for you. As for the question you asked regarding the money, oh, I think that may, you told me he said you could, he would give it to you. I thought you said that.
Yeah.
That verbally.
Well, that may turn into a question.
Yeah, that's been something that's been going on for years, being that, he gave away my car and everything, you know, and then he's like, okay, I'll pay you. But then when you ask him for it, it's like, oh, F you, B. I don't have to give you nothing.
There you go.
Well, that may turn into a court case. And if you find something, like after you've moved, if you have something on him that would possibly put him behind bars, I mean.
A little leverage, they call it.
Yeah.
Sometimes to make things happen, you have to have some leverage.
If he's been making money in the street.
You don't want to say blackmail or anything like that.
No.
Just leverage.
Like one of my clients today called it making money in the street.
I'm just saying, you got it.
And I think you know what that would be. If you know.
Right.
If you can find some leverage, it's
going
to work. He'll pay you off and leave you the hell alone.
Or
so,
maybe we'll
versa.
Settle in the middle at least or something, a half or whatever.
But I think from what I see here, because you're going to be able to leave, and very soon, I do feel that case. You don't have a rap sheet, you know, a mile long.
No.
Yeah, you're clean as a whistle. So I think and that's why that girl is still going to want to come at you because the case got dropped.
Or what? And because you know her father or whatever still has her on a loose. On the loose.
Well, that's not her father. That's her stepdad. Her step-granddaddy.
Yeah, I'm saying your.
That's
father.
My daddy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And boy, what kind of daddy is that?
Well,
that ain't no daddy of mine.
Nope. She already said they've never had anything except you know.
So
the
look,
DNA thing. That's
look
it.
Forward to a really great new start. It's going to be a wonderful life, Balin. It will. He's got a great
So where am I? I'm trying to decide to move to Arkansas or Washington.
I'm going to
make sure.
Arkansas or Washington. What does your heart pull you
I'm looking at the cost of living. Because in Washington, the cost of one bedroom is $1,500. In Arkansas, I can get a house for $800.
State of Washington.
Yeah, state.
Well, that's a big state. If you start trying to live near big cities like Seattle area, that cost of living can go up. You start.
I think Arkansas is a good start for you. She can get a house.
So.
Yeah, and then stay away from these people. Then
right.
Then from Arkansas, you can maybe get some legal advice about your brother.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
okay.
And how
one at a time.
Yeah. Because you are owed that money. And boy, wouldn't
right.
it be nice? It wouldn't it be great to have Balin, to have that?
Yes, it would be. I mean, because that don't make no sense. You help people, and then when they get on their feet, they don't want to do right by you. You know,
that's
since
right.
I've been here, he's then told me to get out twice.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then he told me yesterday, we were sitting here, earlier today, we were sitting here talking, and he said, you keep messing with me. And then we weren't even really talking about anything. You keep messing with me, and you're going to be homeless. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, get away from there.
Right. Because my mom was like, his wife is having brain surgery and everything. And she's like, well, he needs you. I said, well, I can't help him.
And you know what? I stand with you. And God forbid that wife with the brain surgery, if it doesn't work out, karma is a bitch. And he's cheating you out of what you rightfully deserve. I would hate to lose his wife because he's such a stingy a-hole.
Right. And then he's like, oh, I need your help to help me with this, and this. So I'm looking at him like, okay. That's like right when we got out of court, when they didn't throw it out. Instead of him being compassionate or whatever, the first thing come out of his mouth is, oh, I'm not going to get my money.
Well,
I'm
don't
like,
think
about
that. Tell yourself you're going to get your money. By hook or by crook, you're getting it. Jim's got a card for you.
I do, actually.
Yes.
I do. I have an angel card. Subject is have no fear. Fear is
Amen.
A trap of the ego. Allow me to use my sword of light to free you from the disquieting feelings you hold back.
Archangel Michael is a badass.
And these are Michael. These are the Archangel Michael sword of light.
That guy
cards,
always
so.
Has a great big sword in his hand. So you've got some righteousness on your side. Yes, you do.
Okay.
But Balin,
and I need to get a restraining order.
Oh, I think you should. That protects you at least legally.
Right.
If she comes at you again, then she's looking at some big time trouble. All
right. Right.
Oh, and have a really think of this year as going to be your year.
Yeah, and you held
Balin's
forever.
Year.
We thank you for being
yeah.
for an eternity.
Yeah, damn
you
straight.
You did hold forever.
I think you are awesome, Balin. I'm glad
forever
you called
and ever.
Us.
Thank you.
You called us for quite some time, like years. So it's great.
Right.
So
I'll start calling more.
Yes, and keep us posted.
Oh, we're
all
doing
right.
Okay, honey.
We'll be
bye,
out here the
darling.
Next 2 days in a row.
All right. Take
thank
care.
You. Happy
okay,
New
Merry
Year.
New Year.
Yeah, you betcha.
We're up on that dog. The clock is ticking, and we can no longer extend the show, so we have to go.
Oh,
we
right. Oh, take that.
We're going to area code 203, Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, hello there.
Happy New Year.
Well, hello, Pat and Chance.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so I'll just give you some news, and then if you can, I'd probably just like to ask what's in store for me for the new year. You know, there are plenty of issues you can work on, but if you want something specific, I'll ask.
Okay.
I was just reading today. Something came up in the news that this poor woman traveled 3,000 miles to meet someone that she met online and in Peru, and they found her with her organs missing. And listen, I don't think that that's going to happen to me, but it just hit me in my head. It said, Pat, what are you doing? You don't need to go meet this guy. You don't need to drive an hour to meet this guy.
No.
And then,
yeah.
Then I realized, four conversations with him, with two sentences in each conversation. And as soon as I said that, I just felt relieved.
Well, I think the best thing is you meet in a public place
yeah.
during the day.
Yep.
and you drive yourself.
Yep, and you plan no matter what happens. No matter what happens, you drive back home no matter what happens.
And if you're in a place where they where they're selling, like it's a restaurant.
I can't
drive back if my organs are missing, Jimbo.
No, but listen to me, hon. There's a thing.
I'm just joking.
Here, if you go to a restaurant, let's say, and they serve wine or, you know, go up to the bartender and tell them you want an angel shot. What will happen is they will let you, they will help you get away.
Yeah.
And they buy, what do you call it, like delaying that guy.
And they say that on the internet. Have you ever asked a bartender?
Yeah, we've talked to them. I have bartenders that are clients. They know exactly what an angel, they're not going to give you a drink. They're going to.
But you know what? You know what, Deborah? After four, you know, two-sentence conversations, I don't need to put myself in that kind of position where I have to be concerned about that.
You took a new step. That's all you had to do. You don't have to go meet either one of them. But you took a step.
Exactly.
Yeah,
as soon as I made that decision, I felt relieved. So I guess I didn't want to spend the energy to meet him anyway. So I'm catching you up on that. That's the latest. And if you want to see what's in the New Year's or if you want a question, I'll ask.
Sure. Let's just look into the New Year. And you're taking us out to the end of the show.
To the finish line.
Yeah, good. And so is Chance. He's listening too.
Oh, Chance. How much?
Plenty of time.
Okay.
Plenty of time for a nice last reading. It can be a reading of quality.
Yeah. I think that it was that great.
We have about 15 minutes left for Block Talk.
That was
progress
for you, Pat, that you were ready to, about meeting. I think it was wonderful.
Yes.
That
and
you got yourself to that point of contemplating.
And if you don't feel 100% comfortable doing anything, you should never do it. Right.
Right. And you know what? Who really, you know, this guy, we've had four conversations, as I said, two sentences each. Why would you want to meet me so soon?
Well, the trick is now that people are doing, because of these little conversations you've had, you tell them, I would like you to take a selfie picture of yourself holding up a newspaper. Or something that has the date on it. Or put your hand up like you're waving to me. And that way you're going to find out if the photos they put on their profile are real.
If you want to roll the dice and test their metal, say, let's meet in this police station parking lot and start and sit here and chat for a while.
Sure.
Right at the lobby of the police station.
Jim, say you were online and you connected with me. And do you think would you be pushing it after, you know, a couple of days and a few conversations, very short conversations, that would you ask to meet me? Or wouldn't it be sensible to wait and keep talking?
If they're scammers, they're going to play you along.
I wouldn't push it, but I might suggest
it's
only an hour away. That's all I'm saying.
Jimbo isn't a scammer.
No, but these guys could be, but they're wanting to meet you. Normally, those that are in the scam game don't want to meet.
Not that fast.
No.
And usually from Abu Dhabi to another continent.
And they'll start telling you, they'll tell you online that they love you and, you know, they will start to romance you. But somebody that legitimately wants to meet you is likely a good guy.
Especially somebody that's an hour away. That's typically not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't feel comfortable, you never do anything you don't feel comfortable with 100%. Ever. Always trust your gut.
So, because we're in a time problem here.
That's
horrible time we live in. So many bad things happening. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't do it.
Yeah, and you don't have to.
And you don't feel sad about not doing it or regretful.
A lot of these guys, too. And I don't want to make this seem like a passive-aggressive comment to you, but a lot of them are desperados. You know, they're just looking for a maid or somebody to, you know, go, you know what
there
I mean.
There could be a thousand different reasons that aren't criminal, but they still might not be the right guy, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. It could be another problem besides.
I am seeing a pretty good year ahead for you, Pat. That hopefully that car situation gets taken care of.
Yeah, that's a whole other ballgame.
It's looking like you that will relieve you of big burdens.
Some financial stuff, yeah.
Just good stuff. I mean, there is going to be a new love interest for you.
Well, she took the first step, right?
Yeah, that was an important step.
And she trusted her gut.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another
important
thing.
And I think
thing.
You got to do that.
So you're not likely to be a victim of anything.
Exactly.
Because you're being cautious, and that's smart.
Yeah, and they don't know where to find you or,
and,
you know. There is a wonderful website out there called, I believe it's called checkmate.com, that if you get somebody's first and last name and like where they live, you get to check their background. And if they've been arrested, done time, et cetera.
Yeah. Or you can say, hey, we talked for this amount of time, then I'll feel comfortable. See what their response is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, see what they
if their response is, I understand, and they're cool, then it might, you know, then. But if the response is like, they get nasty, then guess what? You found the bad person.
Yeah, or if they pester you
or ping you and pressure you.
The classic response is, thanks, it was nice getting to know you, but I've met somebody. Have a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I think you're so special, you should come and meet me. And they get really pressuring.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to meet me.
Yeah, no, that ain't the ticket.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
What you get?
All right.
Deborah? Yeah.
We got time.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Huh.
We didn't lose you, did we, Pat?
Oh, no. Deborah's done. I see she's done with the card. So
well,
I figured we're done.
Well, I thought maybe you wanted to throw something else in. We got a couple of minutes if you wanted to ask another thing.
I was just wondering if she saw anything else besides what she saw.
Well, at the start of the year, it's a little difficult to see. I just saw pleasant times, good health. Great, Jim, that's going to be more perfect. That you're going to feel more social this year. I think you're going to make contact with that woman from the coffee shop. Did you ever send her?
I sent her a Christmas card. I'll probably see her next time I travel up. Before I go, I want to say, listen, I have your book. I'd love to take that course.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
I'll invite all of you, and it's totally free of charge. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you for a reading soon, too.
Oh, yes. I get back to work on Tuesday.
That's right.
Okay.
Monday is still a holiday for us. Yeah. All right.
Well,
real
Jim,
quick.
Love you. Oh, thank you. Please don't leave yet.
You're taking us to the finish line, but we don't have to hurry ourselves.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of time. All right. Your Archangel Michael Swordlight Oracle card reading.
Yes.
Subject is someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so the happiness can enter your life.
There it is. And it can be a new friend, a new love interest.
And it says open.
Yeah.
So like you don't have to go out there and jump in and pursue it yourself. Just open yourself up to let it come.
To opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Embrace it. It's Archangel Mike. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, Pat, let's look forward to a fantastic year.
Yeah, and thank you for holding forever, and thank you for, and she was chit-chatting. We like when it's awesome when they're on Blog Talk and chatting with us on the Facebook Live.
Yeah, I love watching you guys. Chance is going to call you tomorrow.
That's awesome. We like dog calls.
Yes, we love dog
calls. We like dog calls. We'll have Gibbs answer.
And did you notice, before we let you go, Teresa, who had called before when she lost, you know, her dog, had to go to the Rainbow Bridge, and she cried so hard on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She has a new puppy. She flew to Oklahoma to go get her, and it's a darling little chihuahua.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cute? A
little baby doll.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I didn't realize
that's the woman that was crying so hard. I felt so bad for her, and I want her to know. There's a psychic, animal psychic that does investigations, and my last dog passed over, and she asked, would I give permission for him to work for her? And so he had to go through tests, And she offered free 10-minute readings this week, so I contacted her. And she gave me readings. We talked about Bo, but I want to tell you and tell that woman, too. She said, they do not leave you. Bo is with you all the time. When I want him to work, I ask him to come work, but he doesn't hang out with me all the time. They do not leave us. I want that woman to know they do not leave us.
I will tell her.
Because they never did in life, so they would not do it in the afterlife. I believe that. Yep.
Well, thank you, Pat. And we look forward
love
to hearing from you. Love you, too. Ready?
No. We got. Look, hang on. Thank you so much. I just wanted to give you, wanted me to hear some feedback.
Yeah.
Joe said, great show for the end of 2022. Have a great evening in the U.S. and a good night. U.K. and new start. Happy New Year for 2022.
Thank you, Joe.
He said to everyone.
Awesome.
He gave it to everyone.
To everyone. That's the way. That's
we got a good amount of people still watching us in the Facebook Live, folks. I guess New Year's Eve, typically nobody goes to bed early, but a lot of people have to work.
Yeah.
A lot of people do have to work the next day, and they can't stay.
Medical profession, law enforcement.
Yeah, they just can't pull an all-nighter because a lot of folks don't get that day off.
Yes.
But it is what it is, and the folks that were still on hold, we're sorry. We did the best we can.
When I start to become, exhausted, fatigued, the readings go downhill.
Yeah, and plus, Blog Talk doesn't let us go beyond 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we got 3 minutes left, so we're going to start the process.
All
right.
Now, wish the best to all of you. And stay well. We want to talk to you in the new year.
Yes,
take care, everybody. Mwah. Big hug and kiss.